Talk about Nexus Mediation. Take the stage.
Yeah, thanks, Sylvan. Thanks. There were more people here before, and it's good, so I'm less stressed for the talk. So this is something a bit different. We were talking technical things. Here is, I wanted to talk about this mediation service that I launched in February. And this is something that I did with Russ Dupriz, who is not here today, but I will talk a bit about him and his role in this. So why are we doing this service? I think conflict is good, it's part of life, and we want to have good drama, not bad drama. So the idea of this service is that if things go a bit south, you can reach out, and there's a process that we use that is easy and that is quick, where you can talk, you have someone to talk to. So yeah, what is mediation? I think some people think moderation, mediation, what is it? So mediation is about a process that you can use to restore collaboration between two different or multiple parties where the communication has broken down. And for this, what you want is to have a neutral person that you can talk to, they listen to you, and they listen confidentially, so you can say whatever is on your heart. And they will figure out a way to reconcile the both parties. So this is Russ. So when I wanted to launch this service, I'm just a geek, so I don't know how to do this. So I reached out to Russ. He's a professional trained mediator. He has 21 years of experience. And so when you reach out to this service, you're talking to him. I don't know what's going on. Like, my role is just to introduce you to him, basically. And the process is easy. You go to this website, you fill it a form. If the form doesn't work, you just send an email to Russ, and then he talks to you. If there's other parties involved, he reaches out to the other parties. And if Russ reaches out to you, it means that there's another person that wants to make things better, and it's like extending an olive branch to you, right? So yeah, usually we are able to resolve things quickly. So you don't, it's not a long process, it's not like you're going through, yeah, it usually it's one or two meetings. So yeah, if you find yourself in a situation where you're talking to someone and you feel like they don't really understand you, or they're answering like they're attacking a straw man or something like that, I think this is why this service exists. And just, yeah, resolution is you can engage with a person, you find a way to work together. It doesn't mean necessarily that you agree on everything, but you just find a common ground of, okay, I do this like this, you do this like that. And yeah, hopefully with this, we had only two cases since March when I launched this. And I hope after this talk, you go and you talk to us, you use the service. I'm happy to provide it for free. So yeah, enjoy. Yeah, any questions? Here's one.
Bring the mic.
Thanks. What is specifically Nexus about this mediation?
So Nexus has had a little bit of drama in the past. So I wanted to target this community. I think we could actually, this is not the only community where we have this, and there's a huge opportunity to extend this to other places. And I actually reached out to some people in the Haskell community, and so I'm hoping we can extend this to the whole open source ecosystem. Good question.
Yeah, How many cases have there been, and can we know anything about like the resolution of any of these cases?
So there's been two cases, and one has been successful and not the other. And I don't know anything else because it's private.
Any other questions? Oh, here. I guess kind of related to that, like how would you measure whether or not this is a successful sort of initiative, or like what are you looking for maybe in the future of how we can measure if this is like a good thing to be doing?
Yeah, good question. I mean, this is an organic thing, so I cannot stick metrics into all of you, but I think if we have a better time, I think as a community, that would be nice, but it's kind of a personal feeling, I would say. I don't know if we have a lot of cases, if it's a good metric or not, because... yeah, but generally speaking, if you shouldn't really shy away, like, just reach out, and if it doesn't apply to you, he will tell you, so, yeah.
Any other questions? All right, then thank you a lot, Jonas.
Thank you.